Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome back again today, Ink Radio in the Hollywood Hills at the event called Unconscious Content. And I think it should be really called Conscious Content, but I think most of us don't realize that we have so much content within. That's why Chris Stoikos called it unconscious content. He wants to help bring it out. Well, the three gals of Sketchy, they're the ones that did the video that had 500 million views called Mime Through Time. Two of them are sitting with me right now, Alana Kington and Madison Lloyd. We were talking on the other side of the break about the success of having 500 million, the all-time highest views of a viral video. And then the tough times come. And maybe, Madison, you could talk a little bit about how you guys navigated those tough times.
Yeah, I think, you know, we had this goal after our first viral hit to do it again. And then we did. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, what's next? Mm. Where do we go from here? The reality is that you're probably not going to keep creating every video having 500 million views.
Right.
So what was our point of difference? What was our Sketchy brand? We had this captive audience, and now it was sort of like, what do we want to tell them about? What do we want to communicate to them? And there was a moment of getting a little bit overwhelmed with all of the offers and the people that were coming in and wanting a piece of what we had created, and us not really knowing, you know, where to turn and what to choose. And we definitely made some poor choices, and paid for them. But
if you don't mind, you guys are relatively young. I mean, mid-20s, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you find yourself in this position, many folks that have found fame accidentally, like you didn't expect to get what you did. You thought you'd have some fun with it. And all of a sudden, here comes fame. So you said a poor choice. You had a manager that wasn't the best.
Yeah, we chose managers that were not, did not have our best,
interest at heart.
Yeah. You know, we did deals that maybe we should have demanded more for, and maybe didn't capitalize on the hype as much as we could have. But, you know, at the end of the day, we did our best, and we have learned so much in the last, you know, it's really only been about a year and a half, nearly mm-hmm. 2 years since it all took off.
Yeah.
And considering that, you know, I always say, like, we've all got a, you know, master's in business.
Exactly.
In that year and a half.
Well, because, and it's important, isn't it?
Yeah, and the knowledge and the learnings and the people that you meet, definitely, you know, that's where the value
comes. Let me give you a hint. I need you to subscribe to Ink Magazine.
Done.
Because all these stories are all in there.
Follow for follow.
And exactly. Yeah. Because that is what we learn from, is hearing these stories and then having mentors, people that you can call. You guys can call Chris Stoikos. He can call you. You guys are in the same business. So he can say, you know, hey, you know, what did you experience with so-and-so or such-and-such? And you can say, oh, here's what we learned. And that's what this event, Unconscious Content, is about, is sharing, mm-hmm. right?
Totally.
So let's talk about this event for a moment. What have you guys learned from this?
Where do we begin?
I don't even know how.
What an event.
We've met some amazing people that work in marketing and, you know, other YouTubers and content creators. With Chris and the Dollar Beard Club, we both had a viral video at similar times, but they went on a very different trajectory compared to Sketchy, with having a product. And,
right,
and
they had a product you didn't.
Exactly.
Yes.
But it's awesome to kind of talk to them and ask them questions about growth and about how you work with friends and how you kind of, you take a business and you kind of grow it and you find a product that's good for you and good for your fans, and being passionate. All of these things that we had almost always felt, but we're like, it's really nice to know that what we're feeling is right, that friendship and passion comes first.
Right.
Because sometimes in business, you do get a little bit confused, like, how much should I be, you know, focusing on the money, on the numbers?
Right.
But when it comes down to it, I think it's really important about having fun, being passionate. And that's something I've definitely taken away from this weekend.
So even in my world, I'm quite a bit older. I could have children. I have children your age.
No, Alan.
I couldn't. I do. But I remember thinking to myself, when I give my company a slogan, I want it to stand for what I believe. And so my company is Brand You Trust, People You Love. Because it's like Chris said earlier in the show, I don't want to talk about something I don't believe in, just like you guys won't, right?
Exactly.
And also the people I love part of it is important, that I get to work with people that I love. Because when you love somebody, you go that extra mile. When you love a product and trust and believe in a product, you go the extra mile. It's not hard work.
Mm, and when you're doing something that is your own venture and you have your own business and you're building it from the ground up, there's going to be tough times and there's going to be a lot of hard work that needs
and
to be
mistakes.
Put in.
And mistakes. Don't be afraid to
but
make
if,
them.
But if you don't have the passion and you don't have the friendship, then you're going to struggle. struggle to be able to put in when you're tired and when things maybe aren't being as lucrative as you thought they would, or a video doesn't go as well as you wanted it to go, you're going to lose, you know, a bit of fire if you don't have that passion or that friendship at the base of it.
The solid foundation.
I love you guys. You guys are the best. I remember seeing that. And the first time I ever saw that, I thought, that is so brilliant. And I thought, you know, I don't know how they're making money on that, but it's just brilliant what you do.
We actually didn't make any money from it because it wasn't our songs, it did, you know, give us this massive fan base and subscribers, and we created a community from it, so it's invaluable, you know.
Well, tell the world where they can find you guys.
They can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search Sketchy One Word. Make sure you check out our latest videos. We've done more than just videos in the car as well. We've done other sketches, a musical, and many more things.
Lana. To come.
To come. Yes, exactly.
Lana Kington and Mads Lloyd.
Mads, we're already on a nickname basis. I love that.
I'm Alan Taylor. That's what you're going to find at these events, and they're great to go to, especially this one, Unconscious Content. I'm Alan Taylor for Inc. Magazine. We'll see you next week.